Okay, so today we're going deep on something pretty different.
Yeah, this one's out there.
We're talking about Bart Sibrel.
Oh yeah, I know him, the moon landing guy, right?
The one and only, but we're not actually diving into the moon landing itself this time.
What? So no debating whether we actually went or not?
Nope. This time we're looking at something a little more personal,
Was it more what?
a little more musical.
Musical. Wait, is there like a Sibrel band I don't know about?
Not exactly, but close enough. He's actually got a song called Bart's Moonman Song, MM15. And let me tell you, it is something else.
A song, huh? So what are we going to learn from a song? I mean, how deep can you really go with something like that?
Well, you'd be surprised. This song gives us a pretty unique window into Sibrel's worldview. You know, his motivations, what makes him tick beyond just the whole moon landing thing.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So for folks who might not be familiar with Sibrel, what's the quick rundown?
Well, he's most famous for basically hounding Apollo astronauts, like trying to get them to swear on a Bible that they actually walked on the moon.
Yeah, those videos are pretty intense. It's hard to tell if he's really that committed or if it's all just for show.
Right. But I think this song actually gives us some clues about that. Like it peels back the layers a bit.
Okay, let's hear it then. What kind of lyrical gold has Sibrel gifted us with?
One of the first things that jumps out is all the references to Grandma Ruth. Like there's this line, Grandma Ruth said, never lie. The key to life was only truth. And it really sets the stage for the whole song.
Grandma Ruth, huh? That's interesting. I mean, it's not uncommon for conspiracy theorists to see themselves as truth seekers, but the way he brings in his grandma, it adds this whole other dimension to it.
It's like he's grounding his whole belief system in this idea of like moral authority passed down from this almost saintly figure.
Exactly. It's not just about proving a point, it's about upholding this sacred truth that was entrusted to him.
It's almost like you know those old stories of knights taking oaths to uphold truth and justice. It's had that same kind of vibe.
Totally. And you know, it's really fascinating. Later in the song, he actually transitions from talking about Grandma Ruth's truth to becoming the grandpa of this old truth.
Whoa. So he's not just carrying on her legacy, he's stepping into the role of the wise old truth teller himself.
Exactly. He's positioning himself as the leader, the teacher of a new generation. It's a pretty bold move, especially considering he's doing it all through music.
You know, you're right. It is kind of unexpected to see a figure like Sibrel using music to get his message across, but I guess it makes sense.
When you think about it, music has this incredible power to connect with people on an emotional level.
It bypasses all the logical arguments and just goes straight to the heart.
Exactly. And speaking of emotions, there are some pretty intense lyrics in the song where Sibrel talks about the backlash he's faced for his beliefs. He even mentions being kicked and cursed, punched in the face.
Yeah, that's heavy stuff. It definitely paints him as a martyr for his cause.
And the specific imagery he uses is really important. It's not just that people disagree with him, it's that they're actively trying to silence him, even resorting to violence.
It creates this whole us versus them narrative, like you're either with him or you're part of the problem.
And then it gets even wilder when he starts talking about astronauts wild and claims the CIA is plotting to kill him far, far away.
Wait, hold on. That sounds like something out of a spy movie.
Right, and it's all deliberately vague, playing on those existing fears about government conspiracies and shadowy organizations.
It's like he's adding fuel to the fire, making himself seem even more like a lone wolf taking on a powerful and dangerous enemy.
Exactly. He's playing the role of the underdog fighting against all odds.
So where does this leave us? We've
Right.
got this guy who believes in a pretty outlandish conspiracy theory, but he's also clearly driven by this deep sense of conviction and this desire to make a difference.
I think it shows us that even the most extreme beliefs often have complex roots. It's not just about logic or evidence, it's about personal stories, emotional connections, and this human need to find meaning and purpose in the world.
It's definitely a lot to think about, and I think it raises some really interesting questions about, you know, how we form our own beliefs and how far we're willing to go to defend them.
And for our listeners who are intrigued, I definitely recommend checking out some of Sibrel's work. Maybe even give that song a listen and see what you make of it.
It's Bart's Moonman song, MM15. Just be prepared for a wild ride.
Yeah, buckle up. It's a trip.
And that's our deep dive for today. Thanks for listening.
See you next time.